Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Matnas Shchiv Meira. And this is the third shiur, and hopefully now we will be able to be miyashiv the kashas that we asked in the first shiur. After, in the second shiur, we digressed to understand the difference between Kinyan Lizman and Kinyan Olami. So it would appear that the gedder of Matnas Shchiv Meira is as follows, according to the sheet of Tosus and the Rosh and the Rambam, that it's the Mafreya, explains the Reb Chaim, is that the Shchiv Meira is makne to the Makabel immediately balus olamis in the object. That immediately he gets this eternal ownership of the object, and the makne leaves for himself, the Shchiv Meira leaves for himself until his death the balus befoal. That's the yesod of the chiluk. Bailus olamis and bailus befoal. In the meantime, he has bailus befoal, whereas the receiver gets the bailus olamis. So this is like a kinyan lezman. And in a kinyan lezman, it's also mitchalek between the person who owns it, who has the bailus olamis, and the person who's getting it lezman, who has a bailus befoal. So it emerges that the schus of the nosein of the matnas shchiv meira is like the schus of kinyan lezman, that it's a bailus lezman, and the schus of the mekabel is kein schus v'shalam moicher, it's like the schus of the one who sells something, Lizman, that he has this kinyan of bailus olamis, which is a bailus on the etzem moment. So we have the shchiv meira, who is a bailus befoal, and then we have the person who receives the gift, who has bailus olamis. And that's what tells us in the Rush right, that even the yorshim are born after Mises HaNosein, the Nosein is mekabel. Even according to Mandamar, Mizakul Uber Lokana, even according to Mandamar, that you can't give to an Uber. But here, they are Zelcha. Why? Because the Makabel was already Makabel. Because he was Koinel Mafreya. In other words, the Kinyan Olami, he was Koinel Mafreya when he was still alive and he was Makabel. So even if he died afterwards, before the Shchiv Meira died, it doesn't matter because the Mafreya, he was already Koinel a Kinyan Olami. Mishas Matana. Just the Noisin was Mishayir La'atzmo Kinyan Lizman. And therefore, the Makabel can be Morish this to his children. We see that a sadach ozeres biyovel goes back to the yorshim, and the bechor gets pishnaim. It's considered muchzok, gittin mentes amet beis or kol shekain. That it's like this in a kinyan lizman, that the bailim on the kinyan can be morishit to his children, and that's the beer in the Yerushalmi that we saw. That if someone gives someone else his nechas, including his eved, if the receiver is a zar, even though the nosein's a kohen, the Eved can't eat truma. Why? Because since the Makabel has a koyach kinyan olami be'eved, so that passels him from eating truma. The Makabel is a zar, even though the nosein is a kohen, he can't eat truma. Why? The shchiv meira is a kohen. The person receiving the gift is a zar. So why can't he, if the Kohen is still alive, why can't the Eved eat Truma? Because who gets the Kinyan Olami? The Yisrael. And that passes him from eating Truma. And according to this, we could be Miyashiv, the Kashiv, the Or Samech, and the Rambam. That if a Shchiv Meira gives a gift, and the person was silent, and then afterwards he screamed, I don't want it, the Makabel cannot retract. The Makabel cannot retract. So Frekti or Samech, I don't understand. Why not? You're right, and the Etzem Matani can't be Chozer. But let it now be Hefker, now that he said he doesn't want it. Just like Kedina Makabel Matana, Lachar Shabbos Eliyadu, after he gets it, he can say, I don't want it, it's Hefker. So what's the Pshat? So in the Yerushalmi, in Perek Mishachzor and Halacha Gimel, it says that according to Rebbe, who holds, Me'yom Lachar Misa Eino Get, even though b'matana, you can say ayom v'lachar misa, because b'matana kona haguf me'ayom v'aperis lachar misa, and that is in shaykh beget. So therefore, me'ayom v'lachar misa is not a get. So hu adin b'omer sadai mufkeres, that my field is hefker, me'achshiv lachar ya lamid, he can still retract. And we don't say that the guf is already mufker today, and that the peris go lachar misa. Frak the Mishnah l'melech. Why is Hefker different than Mechira? In Hefker, you can't, you can retract, and we don't say that the Kuf is Mufker today, and the Paris Lachar Misa. Why is that any different from Mechira? That we say, Guf Mehayom, U Paris Lachar Misa. By Mechira you can say that. So Adin Behefker. Let's say, Guf Mehayom, and Paris Lachar Misa, and therefore we wouldn't be able to retract. The Rashba says in Ayin Beis Amid Beis, he brings the Yerushalmi, and he adds that Behefker of Shoshia Gufa Chefetz Mufker. Behefker, you can't say the Gufa Chefetz is Mufker and the Paris go to the Bailim. And so he writes in the Tshuvas and Tavkuf Samach, and we have to understand why. The Ketzos and Reishin and Ches, Rabbi Kiv Eger, and the Tshuvas and Kufmim Gil to Kufmim He, explain. And the Yor Sameach and Perak Aleph, Meuchus Mechir Allah Ches, and the Priyitzchok and Chelek Beis Amid Samach Eosid Gimel, right, based on what the Mishnah Melech brings in the first parak of Mechira Alach Ches, that there's a machlokas between the Gedolei Ador. Let's say somebody rents out his house for a specific time, and then he wants to sell it to somebody else who's going to acquire it after the first guy's rentership ends, after the first period of the Schiris is over. So can the second guy, the buyer, can he make a Kenyan Chazaka? So there's a tzad to say, according to some Gedolei Ador, that since it's Kanei L'Rishon L'Chol Tashmishav, it's not called a Chazaka when the second guy comes to try to take it. And even if the Soicha gives Rishus, even if the renter gives Rishus, it's not effective. Ayin Shem in the Mishnah L'Melech, so it emerges according to this, that if the Mafgir is Mishayir HaPeres V'Tashmishim L'Atzmo, he leaves the Peres and the use of the field to himself, and only the Guf is Mafgir, nobody can be Machzik in the Sada. Because like we said from the Mishnah L'Melech, that if somebody still has chus tashmishim, nobody else can take it. Nobody else can make a proper kinyan. It's not his. Lo yichol shum adam lahachzik basada, v'liskos bashte knuy lo leguf miyad uperes lachar misa. Can't do it, that it's going to be belong to the Paris now, the Guf now, and the Paris Lachar Misa, since the Bailim has Tashmish now, and the Paris, you can't make the Kinyan Aguf. Nobody can be Zoch in this Hefker if the person still has Kinyan Paris on it. Like we see in the Kesef Mishnah, the first Perek in Vidar, Malachat HaZayin, B'das HaRamam, that Hefker has to be in front of one person, Beino L'Bein Atzmo, it doesn't work. Because we require that at least one person has to be Zoch, but Beino L'Bein Atzmo, that nobody can be Zoch, since nobody's made about this, nobody heard it, nobody saw it, it's not effective. So you're also, in order to be Hefker, somebody has to be able to be Kone. And if he still has Chus Tashmishim, then nobody can be Kone. So therefore, Sadaim of Keres, Me'achshu V'lachar Lamed, he can still retract. And nobody can be Kone the Guf is in Mufker. Because he still has Chus Peres, and therefore that's Mone anybody from being Kone. So the same would apply then to a man of Shchiv Meira, since the Kenyan Lizman of the Shchiv Meira belongs to the Shchiv Meira. So nobody can now go ahead and be Mafgir this. Because nobody can be Zocha when this person is Mafgir, and therefore it's not Hefker. So therefore, if a Shchiv Meira gives a gift, and the other person screams, he says, after first he shows sick, so he receives it, and then he says, no, I don't want it. No, sorry, Charlie. Because since the Shchiv Meira, since it still has Chus Peres, that means that nobody else can come and be Zoche. You can't be Mafgir. Hefker isn't a good Hefker because nobody else can come and be Zoche. Why is your Hefker not a good Hefker? Because the Shchiv Meira still has Chus Peres. And therefore it's not a good Hefker is because nobody else can come and be Zoche. Nobody else can take it because the Bailam still has Chus Ishtamshus. So since nobody can be Zoche, the Hefker is not a Hefker. And therefore even though the Tzovech, the Makabel is Sovech, I don't want it, he's still Kone. Because he can't be Mafkir his Kenyan, since what's Mone and what prevents him is that the Shchiv Meira still has Chus Peres. So that explains that Rambam. Why Shasak Vachach Tzavach Kone, and he can't be Chozer. Now we get back to the Gemara that says that Moider Reb Shimon Gamliel, who holds that Nechosei L'chol Achorech L'ploni, and I'm giving you my nechasim, and then after you die, then Ploni gets it. And the first guy sells, he eats it up, the second guy only gets it, the first guy left over. But even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that, agrees that if he gives it a matnas shchiv meira, the first receiver cannot sell it. Lo asa klum. Why not? So the Gemara says, because manashchimra lo kana lachar misa. Because when did shchimra get it after death? V'kvar kodma chacharecha. And then the second guy already got it by then. Because the second guy, as the Rashbam there explains, the second guy gets it immediately. And the manashchimra is only lachar misa. And the acharecha gets it ima misa. And we asked, wait a second, but he's konel mafreya. Since the receiver of the shchimra, gimana shchimra, is konel mafreya, that's before the acharecha. So that was the kash of the ktos. So like this, the even according to those Rishonim who argue and hold that Manish Chivmer is not Konel Mafreya, we saw those Rishonim in the first shiur, we see that even the Yorshim cannot go down to the Yerusha, the Yorshim of this Chivmer, and their Din Yerusha is not Mafkiya the Schus of the Makabel, because that's the Iker Din of the Manish Chivmer, that the Yorshim don't get it, they're not Mafkiya the Schus Makabel. Nevertheless, Gabay Acharecha, when he gives it to somebody and somebody else is in line, v'acharecha l'ploni, we say kar kodmu acharecha. We say when he gives it to one person. And then he says, and after you goes somebody else, after you someone else gets it, the acharecha comes before the person who it was sold to. So Reuven is yored, and he's mochar v'ochal. So we had a machlokes between Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe whether the sheni only has what the first one left over or not, is what the first person does effective or not. But if he gives it b'mana shchiv meira, then the first person who tried to sell it can't do anything. Why? Because kvar kodmo acharecha. Because the second the acharecha gets it before what the first person sold is chal. First person sold is chal is on lachar misa, and acharecha is ima misa. So that acharecha is mafkiya schus hamakabel. So even though by yorshim they don't go down to the yerusha, their din yerusha is not mafkiya the schus of the makabel when a shchiv merah gives a gift. But gabay acharecha, we say kar kodmo acharecha, and the schus of acharecha is mafkiya the schus of the makabel. Unlike Yerusha, where the yorshim are not mafkiya the schus of the makabel, here the acharecha is. So we could say that also according to the sheet of Tosis in the Rosh, that amat neshchivra is chala mafreya. So we explain that the bailus befoal is begeder bailus to kinyan lizman shel hanoisein. So what bailus is there? What bailus does the no saint still have? He still has bailus before. So that's like having a kinyan lizman. That's like having schus peros. And in this bailus, who gets it immediately upon his death? The acharecha. So when he gives a man a shchiv mira to Reuven and then acharecha l'Shimon, the moment he dies, even if Reuven tries to sell it, the moment he dies, Shimon gets it. And he precedes the one who's Makabel the Mount Neshchiv Mira. Because whatever the first one leaves over is shaykh to the second one. So since it doesn't belong to the first person anymore, it belongs to the acharecha. And the makabel is not kone. Because this kinyan isn't shaykh only if la'achar zman he's going to be bailin before l'shtamish bo kederach ha'bailin. But if he's never going to be zochen the bailis before, it's not shaykh at all. So since kadmo acharecha b'shas misa, and that prevents him from being a bailin b'foal, the matana l'mafrei is not chal at all, and therefore nasna b'manashchiv mira lo asa klum. In other words, when the first person sells the property, even though it was his lamafreya, and therefore we wanted to say, if it's the first person's lamafreya, so what does it mean for kodmo acharecha? Acharecha, the second guy only gets it b'shas misa. But when the first guy sold it to someone else, when the first makabel sold it to somebody else, that precedes the misa. So the answer is that the only way his sale will be a good sale is if at some point the receiver is going to have schus peros. But here what happened? When the Shchiv Merah gave him the gift, the Shchiv Merah still had schus peros. And then the second the Shchiv Merah dies, then Acharecha gets schus peros. It immediately goes into the possession of Acharecha, of the second guy. And the Mela, the person he sold it to, never receives schus peros. And so that ownership of the schus peros, of the shchiv merah, followed by the sheni, the vacharecha leploni, that prevents this kinyan olamis from ever taking effect. Because the acharecha prevents the receiver from ever being the bailin b'foah. As we've been discussing, that the moment somebody, if somebody has a kinyan peris in the field, that's monea somebody else from making a kinyan olami. Like we saw in the Rambam, shasak v'achkach tzavach. He's kone, and why can't he be mafkirit? Let him be mafkirit. He received the mana shchiv mirah, but now he wants to be, it's too late, but now he wants to be mafkir, let him be mafkir. Why can't he? Because the Shchiv Merah still has Schus Peros. Because he has this Kinyan Lizman. And that's Monea the Hefker from being Chal. That prevents the Hefker from taking effect. So here also, what prevents this Bailus Olamas from taking effect when the first person who received the Manash Shchiv Merah wants to sell it to somebody else? The fact that he never had Schus Peros. The Shchiv Merah had Schus Peros, and then the moment he died, the Acharecha had Schus Peros, the second guy. And now you want the Manash Shchiv Merah to be Chal. Now you want the Mechira of the first person who received it to be Chal. How can it be Chal? Acharecha already has Schus Peros. It's too late. It's only Chal Achar Misa. And even if you want to say that it's chal mafreya, but it never has a place to take effect, because the mafreya, there was the schus peros belonged to the shchiv merah. The person who received it never had schus peros. Now the mafreya, not now. The mafreya was the shchiv merah. Now it already belongs to acharecha. So mamela, no sale. That's where Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Shimnasa mana shchiv merah lo asa klum. My time marabai because mana shchiv merah lo kana lachar misa. For kodmo acharecha, acharecha already got it. He already got the schus peros. So memela, the receiver can't take it. Person who bought it from the first person. And that also explains the Gemara in Ksubas that we saw in Hamad Beis, Matnish Chimra, Shekasuv Bakinyan. Shmuel says, I don't know what to do. Because maybe he only wants to be Makned Lachar Misa, B'Shtar, and ain't Shtar Lachar Misa. Rashi says that Shtar, Shchiv Mirayna Kone Mechaim. He only wants to give Lachar Misa, and once he dies, he can't be Makne. Ain't Shtar Lachar Misa, and Kinyan Lachar Misa. But Lashit Satois Varosh, even what he gives him B'Tar Shchiv Mirayna, it's Lamafreya. So the Shtar isn't Lachar Misa. It goes on when he's still alive, it should be effective. So the answer is that even though one who is zocheh b'manah shchivmura l'mafreya v'baylus be'etzem hamamon v'baylus olamis, but the baylus b'foal that is limited by time, that still belongs to the Shchiv Meira. And the receiver, the one who gets the Baalus Olamis, only gets this Lachar Misa. So he gets it automatically. And that's the Takan of Shchiv Meira, that the Yorshim don't get it first. That he gets the Baalus Olamis the moment the Matan is given, and then afterwards, he also gets the Shimush. The Baalus Lizman, which is Paris, as we explained in the previous Shira. So this is all when he gives a manah shchiv mirah. But if he's makne b'shtar, which is that he wants to be makne the bailus and the chayfetz immediately, and the bailus before alachar misa, that's not effective. Why? Because the moment he dies, the yorshim get it. And they come first. Because it's not a regular case of Shchiv Meira. Here he wants to be makne with the Shtar Lachar Misa. So the Shtar Lachar Misa, it's never going to be Chal. Why? Because in the meantime, who is the Kinyan Paris? The person who writes the Shtar, the Shchiv Meira. And then the second he dies, who gets the Kinyan Paris? The Yorshim. So a Kinyan where you're never going to have Kinyan Peiros, where you're never going to have a Kinyan Befoal, is never going to be effective. Lo Shayach Kinyan Artiloi Bechefetz Kol Shelo Yavor Adavar Lidei Kinyan Befoal. Here there's never going to be a Kinyan Befoal because the Yorshim are going to have the Shimush of the Peiros, and the Shtar only comes Lachar Misa. Because that's the difference between a regular Matnas Shchiv Meira and a Matnas Shchiv Meira with a Shtar. Regular Matnas Shchiv Meira, it goes automatically. He automatically gets the Shimush when the person dies. But a Shtar, there the Yorshim can be Monea the Schus. There the Yorshim come first. Because that Shtar is Lachar Misa, that's like for a Kadmo Acharecha. It's like in the case that the Acharecha, the second guy gets it, Mamish B'Shas Misa, so too with the Shtar. That Mamish B'Shas Misa, the Yorshim get it, and then only afterwards it belongs to the person who received the Shtar, that he has that he gets his Bailus before. But it's too late already, because it was already taken by the Yorshim. So the Matan is never Chal. So you can't have a Kinyan and a Chayfetz where it's never going to come to a Kinyan before. So when it comes to the regular Takana of Shchiv Meira, there the Yorshim don't have a Koach to be Monei Aschus. But here, where it isn't the classical case of Shchiv Meira, it wants to be a Shtar Lachar Misa, so there the Yorshim come first. And now we can also be Miyashiv the Tosfos and Daf Tes, who asks in the case of Kol HaKosev, Kol Nechosev Lavdo, it's Get Lachar Misa. So how's he Kone? So we asked, why not? Why can't he be Kona Lamafreya? If he's Kona, if he writes his Nechasim to his Eved, Lachar Misa, but since he's Kona Lamafreya, we can't say and get Lachar Misa? So the Kasha is, how can you say that he's Yotzei Lecheirus? Hamat Nashchiv Meirahi. Well, kind of lachar misa, vein get lachar misa. What do you mean, get lachar misa? He's called a mafreya, like we saw in the Tosfos of Yudalit. So the answer is that the whole Iker Chalos, when you're makne kinyan olami miyad, and then the bailas befoal comes afterwards, the way we've been defining the manash chivmira, is not shaykh to an eved. Because the manash chivmira, if he's freed, then the adam doesn't get anything in him. The adam doesn't get any kinyan bizman, because we don't find an eved. Shechozer umishtabe. You can't have him that he's freed, but the adon still has a kinyan bizman. Maybe it's a chisaron in krisus also. Ish la'ayin bizeh, because it's not complete krisus, because he still has a kinyan, because he still has a kinyan in the Yevet. So nothing happened. So it's not a valid shichur if he still has rights to the Eved. And Memela, the Eved is not kona anything mechaim. So when is the whole thing chal? Lachar Misa. And then get Lachar Misa. So based on our hagdar of Manash Chiv Mira, we can answer the kasha, the steering Tosis. Yes, Tosan Yadalit says that Manash Chimura is Lamafreya, but that's only because there's a Kenyan Paris immediately, there's a Kenyan Olamis immediately, and then the Kenyan Paris, the Tashmish is Chal Lachar Misa. But by an Eved, where this isn't Shaykh, you can't have somebody who's freed and still works, and it might also be a Chisaron in Krisus, because he's still working for the guy before Al. So nothing is chal when the man is alive. So the whole thing when the owner is alive, the other is alive. So the whole thing is chal achar misa, vein get laachar misa. Okay, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We were zochah to learn some big yisodos in manash chiv mira. We want to give ourselves a bracha that we should be zochah lilmod ulelamed lishmor v'las l'kaim is called divrei sam l'teresa v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved.